A strange thing happened Tuesday night in upstate New York. During a collegiate summer league baseball game, the Amsterdam Mohawks pitched a no-hitter against the Saratoga Phillies, but lost. That is a rare, rare occurrence in baseball. Just to give you an idea of how rare, in the major leagues, it's only happened twice, the last time in 1967. Matt Mueller coaches the Amsterdam Mohawks, the losing team, and we've caught up with him on his cell phone as he rides the team bus to a game in Geneva, New York. Hello there.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
Good. I guess we should congratulate your team for pitching the no-hitter.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, our guys were pretty excited about, obviously, the no-hitter, but dumbfounded that we lost the game.
How did that happen?
Well, actually, we actually scored early in the game in the second inning. We singled a single by Adam Pernasalici from Marist College, and then we tripled by Jason Pollard of RPI in New York. And we were able to get on the board early, and Duran Ferguson, you know, he pitched an incredible game. He threw seven innings, had seven strikeouts. We just walked a couple too many batters, and Saratoga ended up one in the fifth inning by a walk, a hit batsman, a wild pitch, and then a sac fly. So obviously there was no hits in the fifth, and they scored and tied it up 1-1. And then in the seventh, after three straight walks, we got two outs, and then Chris Dove from Elon College in North Carolina stole home. So it was an interesting and rare occurrence, something that I'll never forget, that's for sure, and probably the rest of our guys won't ever forget either.
So they managed to score two runs just by getting bases without getting a hit, and then stealing home to win the game?
That's correct. It's odd enough that a team throws a no-hitter against another team and loses, and it's even more odd during that course of a game that, you know, guy steals home to win that game. So,
well, this must have been sort of an odd moment after this game in the locker room. What did you tell your team?
Actually, the first thing that came out of my mouth was, well, boys, you know, it doesn't happen very often. So you can actually chalk this one up and remember it, because it probably won't happen ever again. So, you know, I was obviously very proud of the way we pitched that ball game, and I definitely expressed that to our team. You know, I didn't have a ton to say, just because we were all kind of in shock of the whole situation. It's been an interesting summer so far, but our guys got a lot of character, and they come out every day ready to play. So there's not a whole lot, you know, you could say about that situation, and we just got to kind of move forward.
During the school year, you're an assistant coach at Santa Clara University in California. Did you call anybody back home to explain this wild game?
I called my parents and my wife and one of our assistant coaches at Santa Clara, and they were basically wowed by the whole thing.
You put one in the baseball history books.
That's correct. We should be up with Mickey Mantle and Babe Ruth and Mark McGuire up in Cooperstown.
Matt Mueller, coach for the Amsterdam Mohawks in the New York Collegiate Summer League. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much, Debbie.